President Trump, February 17th, at his solo press conference, said that he wanted to meet with the Congressional Black Caucus. Well, he has met with the members of the Congressional Black Caucus, about 10 or so, to include members like Congressman James Clyburn, Cedric Richmond, Representative Andre Carson, and more. All the members had books in front of their place settings saying, "We have a lot to lose." President Trump.
Well, I'm deeply honored to welcome the members of the Congressional Black Caucus to the White House. I think we've had a lot of meetings over the years, and I very much appreciate you being here. Throughout my campaign, I pledged to focus on improving conditions for African-American citizens. This means more to me than anybody would understand or know. Every American child has a right to grow up in a safe community, to attend great schools, to graduate with access to high-paying jobs. America has spent trillions and trillions of dollars overseas. I guess I heard just recently in the Middle East we've spent, as of about 2 months ago, $6 trillion. $6 trillion. And you know where we are over there. While neglecting the fate of American children in cities like Baltimore and Chicago and Detroit, African-American citizens have given so much to this country. They fought in every war since the Revolution, and they fought hard. They've lifted up the conscience of our nation in the march toward civil rights, enriched the soul of America and their faith and courage, and they've advanced our country in the fields of science, arts, and medicine. Elijah Cummings, who was here about 2 weeks ago, who I happen to think is a terrific man. I don't know if they'll say that about me, but I will tell you, I really like them a lot.
April Ryan, AURN.com.